Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear students, as you know, the graduation ceremony will be this Friday at 8 p.m. at the school stadium. Students, please be on time. We need you to be there by 7:30 p.m. at the latest. In case it rains, we will do everything we can to still get the ceremony done Friday night, even if it means delaying the start until 9 p.m. or even 10 p.m. In the worst case, we will have the ceremony the next morning. If it is raining, the school will send out frequent email updates to keep you informed.
Text B.
Hi, Mom. It's Allison. We landed at Heathrow Airport 10 minutes ago. You're probably still asleep. I think it's 5 in the morning in New York. As I promised, I'm just calling to say that the flight was great. I managed to fall asleep, and now I'm not tired at all. I'm so excited to see London. Dad says hi. He was watching films during the whole flight and needs some coffee now. We'll call you later from the hotel.
Text C.
Hi, Mom. I'm back from school. What's up?
Hi, Tim. It's Black Friday, so there are some nice discounts. I'm looking at some gym memberships. I do need to exercise.
Cool. Have you found anything you like?
You know all I like is swimming. So, this one, Happy Fitness, has a nice swimming pool with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
Great! How much is it?
It is usually $60 a month, but today I can get it for either $25 or $40 a month.
What's the difference between $25 and $40?
If I pay $40, every time I go, I can take a guest for free.
Me?
Anyone. You or Daddy or your sister or my friend Lucy.
What else is there besides the swimming pool?
All sorts of machines.
Yay!
So, 40?
Yes, please.
You got it.
Text D.
Hey, Daddy. What are you doing next Wednesday at 8 in the morning?
What do you think?
I don't know. Working?
Of course. Why are you asking?
We will have our project presentations at school next Wednesday at 8 in the morning, and parents are invited. It took me 3 weeks to do mine, and I'm very proud of it.
Really? What kind of project?
It's a 3D map of our town.
What? You've made a 3D map of our town?
Well, just the historic part of it, but yes. Would you be interested in seeing it?
Of course I would. I'll take my morning off. Thank you for inviting me.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Dear students, as you know, the graduation ceremony will be this Friday at 8 p.m. at the school stadium. Students, please be on time. We need you to be there by 7:30 p.m. at the latest. In case it rains, we will do everything we can to still get the ceremony done Friday night, even if it means delaying the start until 9 p.m. or even 10 p.m. In the worst case, we will have the ceremony the next morning. If it is raining, the school will send out frequent email updates to keep you informed.
Text B.
Hi, Mom. It's Allison. We landed at Heathrow Airport 10 minutes ago. You're probably still asleep. I think it's 5 in the morning in New York. As I promised, I'm just calling to say that the flight was great. I managed to fall asleep, and now I'm not tired at all. I'm so excited to see London. Dad says hi. He was watching films during the whole flight and needs some coffee now. We'll call you later from the hotel.
Text C.
Hi, Mom. I'm back from school. What's up?
Hi, Tim. It's Black Friday, so there are some nice discounts. I'm looking at some gym memberships. I do need to exercise.
Cool. Have you found anything you like?
You know all I like is swimming. So, this one, Happy Fitness, has a nice swimming pool with a sauna and a jacuzzi.
Great! How much is it?
It is usually $60 a month, but today I can get it for either $25 or $40 a month.
What's the difference between $25 and $40?
If I pay $40, every time I go, I can take a guest for free.
Me?
Anyone. You or Daddy or your sister or my friend Lucy.
What else is there besides the swimming pool?
All sorts of machines.
Yay!
So, 40?
Yes, please.
You got it.
Text D.
Hey, Daddy. What are you doing next Wednesday at 8 in the morning?
What do you think?
I don't know. Working?
Of course. Why are you asking?
We will have our project presentations at school next Wednesday at 8 in the morning, and parents are invited. It took me 3 weeks to do mine, and I'm very proud of it.
Really? What kind of project?
It's a 3D map of our town.
What? You've made a 3D map of our town?
Well, just the historic part of it, but yes. Would you be interested in seeing it?
Of course I would. I'll take my morning off. Thank you for inviting me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите к каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 teenagers to give us a short interview and tell us what they think about spending time with their parents. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Ever since I was a kid, my dad has been teaching me to play tennis. He is very passionate about this sport and wanted to share his love for the game with me. Sadly, this didn't happen. My dad has always been very strict with me, and as a result, I don't really like tennis. I can play it well, but I don't find it fun, and I certainly don't feel any love for it or enjoy spending time with Dad playing tennis.
Speaker B.
I love shopping for clothes with my mom. This is probably the only time when my mom forgets that she is my parent and we become just friends, enjoying the time we spend together. We discuss different fashions and styles, try on a lot of clothes, laugh a lot, and sometimes buy something. It's not buying clothes that I enjoy most during those times, but the wonderful feeling I get from this connection.
Speaker C.
My mother loves taking our whole family to classical music concerts. She finds them exciting and wants to share her interest with us. To be honest, I don't really know how to listen to that kind of music. I can pay attention for the first minute or two, but then I start thinking about other things, and only notice it again when everyone starts clapping. I just don't find classical music interesting.
Speaker D.
My parents are really into hiking, and have been taking my brother and me on hikes since we were little. We always had to carry heavy backpacks and do chores like setting up our tents and helping to cook meals. My brother and I were often unhappy about it. But at the same time, there were so many things we loved about hiking, like sitting around the campfire and talking with our parents, that all the unpleasant parts didn't seem to matter.
Speaker E.
I know that many kids and teenagers find going to museums and picture galleries boring, but in my family, we visit museums very often and we all love it. My parents know a lot about art, and when we look at paintings, they tell us the stories behind them. You should listen to my parents telling these stories. They are anything but boring.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 teenagers to give us a short interview and tell us what they think about spending time with their parents. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Ever since I was a kid, my dad has been teaching me to play tennis. He is very passionate about this sport and wanted to share his love for the game with me. Sadly, this didn't happen. My dad has always been very strict with me, and as a result, I don't really like tennis. I can play it well, but I don't find it fun, and I certainly don't feel any love for it or enjoy spending time with Dad playing tennis.
Speaker B.
I love shopping for clothes with my mom. This is probably the only time when my mom forgets that she is my parent and we become just friends, enjoying the time we spend together. We discuss different fashions and styles, try on a lot of clothes, laugh a lot, and sometimes buy something. It's not buying clothes that I enjoy most during those times, but the wonderful feeling I get from this connection.
Speaker C.
My mother loves taking our whole family to classical music concerts. She finds them exciting and wants to share her interest with us. To be honest, I don't really know how to listen to that kind of music. I can pay attention for the first minute or two, but then I start thinking about other things, and only notice it again when everyone starts clapping. I just don't find classical music interesting.
Speaker D.
My parents are really into hiking, and have been taking my brother and me on hikes since we were little. We always had to carry heavy backpacks and do chores like setting up our tents and helping to cook meals. My brother and I were often unhappy about it. But at the same time, there were so many things we loved about hiking, like sitting around the campfire and talking with our parents, that all the unpleasant parts didn't seem to matter.
Speaker E.
I know that many kids and teenagers find going to museums and picture galleries boring, but in my family, we visit museums very often and we all love it. My parents know a lot about art, and when we look at paintings, they tell us the stories behind them. You should listen to my parents telling these stories. They are anything but boring.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
Hi, I'm in the statistics class. My homework is to ask 10 people about their interests. Would you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Statistics? Are you in Mr. Flores's class?
Yes, I am. Do you know him?
I took statistics 2 years ago when I was in the 9th grade. I'm now in the 11th grade. Statistics was so much fun. Mr. Flores is fantastic. In fact, I think I will major in statistics at university.
Really? I find it a bit difficult. You must be good at math.
Yes, I've loved math since elementary school. Anyway, go ahead. What are your questions?
Oh, yes, thank you. First, how old are you?
I've just turned 17. Yesterday, the 18th of October, was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
So, I already know your favorite subject, math, correct? Or is it statistics?
I love them both, but statistics is part of math, so let's say math.
Okay. Now, you said you want to study statistics in college, but how can you use it in real life? What will you be? A statistician? Is that the word?
Lots of jobs can use knowledge of statistics. However, I would like to be an economist.
Cool. Now, what do you usually do in your free time?
I used to read a lot, but now I don't have much free time. I have a part-time job in addition to school. I usually get very tired at the end of the day, and all I can do for fun is just play video games.
Do you do any sports?
Not really. Like I said, I just don't have much time for things like that.
But you look so fit.
Ha! That's my part-time job.
Do you work at the gym?
I wish. I'm a gardener at the park. Planting trees turns you into an athlete. I often have to carry young trees and cut off old branches, but it also teaches you about biology. So biology has become a sort of a hobby for me. I know all the insects, all the flowers and trees, and this hobby doesn't take any of my time.
Well, that's all I had to ask you about. Thank you for the interview.
Anytime.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, I'm in the statistics class. My homework is to ask 10 people about their interests. Would you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Statistics? Are you in Mr. Flores's class?
Yes, I am. Do you know him?
I took statistics 2 years ago when I was in the 9th grade. I'm now in the 11th grade. Statistics was so much fun. Mr. Flores is fantastic. In fact, I think I will major in statistics at university.
Really? I find it a bit difficult. You must be good at math.
Yes, I've loved math since elementary school. Anyway, go ahead. What are your questions?
Oh, yes, thank you. First, how old are you?
I've just turned 17. Yesterday, the 18th of October, was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
So, I already know your favorite subject, math, correct? Or is it statistics?
I love them both, but statistics is part of math, so let's say math.
Okay. Now, you said you want to study statistics in college, but how can you use it in real life? What will you be? A statistician? Is that the word?
Lots of jobs can use knowledge of statistics. However, I would like to be an economist.
Cool. Now, what do you usually do in your free time?
I used to read a lot, but now I don't have much free time. I have a part-time job in addition to school. I usually get very tired at the end of the day, and all I can do for fun is just play video games.
Do you do any sports?
Not really. Like I said, I just don't have much time for things like that.
But you look so fit.
Ha! That's my part-time job.
Do you work at the gym?
I wish. I'm a gardener at the park. Planting trees turns you into an athlete. I often have to carry young trees and cut off old branches, but it also teaches you about biology. So biology has become a sort of a hobby for me. I know all the insects, all the flowers and trees, and this hobby doesn't take any of my time.
Well, that's all I had to ask you about. Thank you for the interview.
Anytime.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.